you have plenty of time to get out of the way before these hurricanes. So I'm listening to Fatty's hurricane coverage. Now, he didn't ask me, an expert, by the way, an expert, a Floridian, a native Floridian. I hereby declare myself an expert in hurricanes. He never once called me and asked me my thoughts and whether he should evacuate.
Daniel, should I evacuate?
Should I evacuate? And I would have told him, no, absolutely not. You're not going to evacuate. Fuck that shit.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Daniel, should I evacuate?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. And this is episode 2771 of BFO for Monday, the 10th of September, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna recap my long weekend over at the Metropolis and Animal Companies. Big Fatty! Florence's Big Fatty, is that a word? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Florence's, because y'all, you may have seen on the TV machine about Hurricane Florence, and its movement towards Fat Acres. And y'all, all I've got to say is we're watching it carefully. Yes, Big Fatty here in the BFO Weather Center.
This is a BFO weather alert, and now let's go to the BFO Storm Center and gynecologist Poodle McNoodle.
Big Fatty! That is silly.
Hurricane Florence, it is moving this way, but y'all, I've been monitoring it over the weekend from the Metropolis and the Metropolis. And y'all, it was a little more a direct trajectory.
Big Fatty, direct trajectory. Wasn't direct trajectory the old gal's stripper name?
It was indeed back in the Eisenhower administration. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the trajectory has been moving up the coast. And y'all, it appears to be heading more towards North Kakalaki, hitting the coast there and heading into Raleigh.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's going to go see Moose P and Pooh Bear.
It is. So, anyway, y'all, we are. I can let you know we are monitoring the situation here at the BFO Weather Center, and y'all, thank you for all your cares and concerns. But as of right now, we're lovely, just lovely. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Last time I spoke to you, it was Thursday evening, and y'all, of course, I watched that Big Brother. No, I didn't. No, the last time, y'all, the last time I spoke to you was Wednesday evening, because y'all, I pre-recorded the Friday little show, and y'all, so let's see, let me back up here a little bit.
Big Fatty, do you need to make that beeping sound?
No. Y'all, let's see, Thursday morning, y'all, I I got up and had my coffee and read my newspaper and had my brufkas, and y'all, I did a load of clothes, washed my sheets, yes, Big Fatty, and I began to pack my valise because around noon, and y'all, he immediately had to run into the villa, and T.T., Big Fatty, did he make it to the toilet? I hope so. Anyway, we packed up Ruby Red. I had already packed my stuff in there. Yes, Big Fatty, you almost forgot the special chair. It's true, I did, but I did not. I did not forget it, and it's a good thing, too. y'all, we were off, and y'all, we got to our destination, arrived, got checked in. Chris had turned the air conditioning on. In anticipation of our arrival, so y'all, it was not sweltering upon our arrival, and Big Fatty, what is wrong with you? I don't know, y'all and Durwood couldn't come over till for right. So y'all, we were off to the Capri Lounge, and y'all, we had our favorite bartender there. We'll call him Bobby Pois, Big Fatty, because that's his name. Oh, okay. Y'all, we had the signature cocktails of the Capri Lounge. Yes, Big Fatty, Manly. Y'all, they were having a speaker, a political speaker come in. Someone who was running for office in the Augusta, Georgia area, and y'all, he gave a very resounding speech, and y'all, I made a comment. I said, unfortunately, I am unable to vote for you, but I can assure you I am inspired to make sure that my friends get out and vote in November. Y'all, it's less than 2 months away. Less than 2 months away, so anyway, y'all, check your voter IDs, and if you don't have one, you don't let Big Fatty know, because y'all, I'll just have to chew on your butt. Big Fatty Vulgar, unless it's the special chair involved. Anyway, y'all, that evening, Granny and I had both been overserved. We made it back over to the motel room. Y'all, Granny was so drunk. Y'all, he was trying to walk and videotape Big Fatty at the same time, and all he could do was cackle. It was just sad. We got back and we started watching the Thursday evening episode of the Big Brother, and about 9:05 p.m. in the evening, Granny says, okay, I got to go to bed, and y'all, he got up and walked out and went to bed. Big Fatty, poor old thing. Big Fatty, he was up 2 hours later than he normally is. Well, that's true. Anyway, y'all, Big Fatty sat there, and I'm watching the Big Brother, and y'all, oh, it's good, it was good. And y'all, in fact, Sunday night, old Crooked Hat and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, we're all going to be discussing it on. But first, so y'all tune in when that is posted over there at the iTurds, and give it a listen. But y'all, what was I saying? Big Fatty was sitting there watching everything, and y'all, the next thing I know, there's some other program on, and y'all, I had fallen asleep also. Big Fatty. So, y'all, I just decided, all right, well, let's might as well hang it up. Hang it up. So, y'all, I hung it up. And, y'all, I just turned the lights and the TV off. And, y'all, I was sawing logs. And, y'all, about 2 a.m. in the morning, I woke up. I woke up because my mouth, I had dry mouth. I had blah, 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 blah. You know that blah, 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 mouth. And, y'all, so I got up and swished some water around in my mouth and drank some water. And, you know, since I was up, I felt obligated to check the dating apps and see if there's anything going on. And, y'all, I didn't speak to anybody. I just poked my nose in. And finally, I said, I'm too tired. I'm going back to sleep. Well, y'all, this was about 2:15 p.m. when I finally turned the dating apps off and rolled over and went back to sleep. And, y'all, 10 minutes later, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yeah, y'all, there was a knock at the... Okay. Yes, it was very good. Yeah, I know. Yes, McCready, it was lovely. It's true. Okay. Y'all, there was a knock at the door, and I opened the door, and y'all, there's this young gentleman of color, as they say. And being funny, who says that? Scotty, I don't know. But he says, I saw you have a special chair, and I thought I'd come by and see if you want to put it to use. I said yes, and y'all, he came in, and y'all, it was just lovely. There was some special chair and some humpity bumpity, and then it was see you later, big fatty. And I said thank you for calling, and y'all, I went back to bed, and got up the next morning. Y'all, we had a lovely y'all. If you're ever over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, y'all visit our good friends over there at the Poolside Cafe, especially for brofkas, because y'all, it was just lovely. What was I saying? And after that, I think Granny and I each went into a cab coma. Y'all, I had I was the MC. I was the MC at the inappropriate pool party that was going on Saturday. And y'all, we had a meeting with the Pwn stars. We were special guests, is what I referred to them as. And y'all, they were all just cute as a button. And we were just kind of going over the schedule and what all we were going to do and everything. And it was introductions and things like that. And y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, then... I don't really remember what we did. I think we just kind of putzed around. Yes, Big Fatty, you're pretty good at putzing around now that you're retired. It's true. And y'all, I putzed around a little bit. And then what did I do? Y'all, and then Granny and I went back to the Capri Lounge. Y'all, I forgot to tell you, the evening that we had the political speaker, they had the complimentary grilled hamburgers and Lay's potato chips. You know, Lay's potato chips, you can't eat just one. No, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, we had a complimentary supper that evening. Y'all, we did stop on the way over. Granny wanted to get a little something at the McDonald's, but we went to the Hardee's instead. And we had just had a little something to hold us over. But then we went back to the Capri Lounge. And y'all, since I had announcing MC duties, because I was introducing our special guest to the the folks at the second bar, the Edge nightclub. I was introducing our special guests to the patrons there that evening. Y'all, I only had two cocktails because, y'all, I had to be tuned in. I might also mention that on Thursday night, one of the special guests came up, and we hit it off real nicely, and y'all, he's just as nice as he can be. He's from down there in the Tampa, Florida, with Taylor and Taffy. Big Fatty, I'm sure they know him. In fact, y'all, let me just tell you the names. Let me tell you the names of our special guests that we had over the weekend. Y'all, we had... Ace Era, y'all, he's a tall, blonde, coon-fed young man from Nebraska. Y'all, he's stereotypical coon-fed Midwesterner. We had Owen Powers, y'all, he's the one that lives down there in the Tampa, Florida, and y'all, he's a hoot. He's just a hoot. Y'all, we had Milan Gamiani, and y'all, enormous penis, but just as sweet as he can be. Y'all, we had Sean Knight, y'all, he's a little ginger cub, a furry little thing, and y'all, he's just as another cute as a button. And we had Zachary Rice, y'all, he lives up there in the Chicago's. Oh, Big Freddy, I'm sure Digger knows him. I'm sure Digger does know him. Maybe Big Ricky too. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, he had kind of I don't want to say a baby face, but he had just kind of that look. He was anything but a baby. So I introduced them at the nightclub that evening, and y'all, Durwood came in and he met Granny over at the Capri Lounge, and they had some cocktails, and then I got to see Durwood over there at the other bar, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Durwood had a little stomach issue. He had stopped and gotten a little something to eat, and y'all, it just wasn't sitting well. And y'all, by the way, Granny has regaled Big Fatty with a short story of things that weren't sitting well. They were more than not sitting. Y'all, let's just say that Granny's going to call this in soon, but we'll be featuring this on Shark Week. But y'all, we'll call it a preview of Shark Week. Granny is basically this story confirms that he is a Turlet Picasso. Y'all, we got up the next morning. That would have been Saturday morning. Now, let's see. Saturday morning, y'all got up, had another lovely breakfast over at the Poolside Cafe. Once again, if you're ever over at the stop in and see little Joe and tell him Big Fatty sent you. Yes, Big Fatty. Then y'all, the pool party was about to begin. Y'all, we started off with a cookout. Big Fatty, you're out of time. You'll have to finish tomorrow. Oh, Big Fatty, you did it again. The music didn't even start, and you acted surprised. I'm out of practice. I'm out of practice. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely Monday. Now, y'all, I am going over to Atlanta to see my mother, the Hatterina, and I'll be over there Wednesday, Thursday, and for the week and the weekend. Y'all, so I'm on Wednesday through Friday. You'll hear my little show that I recorded during the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, might be a voice you didn't recognize there. That was that Daniel Bieber and old Crooked Hat Adam Burns giving the hurricane advice. And Adam, you got any advice for Big Fatty?
Daniel, should I evacuate?
Oh, Adam, Mama, don't tell Granny to evacuate.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.